This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues. It's Trivia Friday, and we thank you for listening. We call this Learning University as well, because why, Ed? Why do we do that?
Because we learn people's stuff.
We do.
And we make them smarter, better, and awesomer.
Three things we do.
That's right.
That's our goal every week.
Absolutely.
Huh?
We are changing America one question at a time.
Smarter, better,
and more awesomer.
And more awesomer. And let me just ask you, JJ, before we go on with our, repeating our questions and stuff, talk about making people awesomer. You go on the road some and do some speaking?
I do.
You got anything coming up?
Next week, handful of Valentine banquets. Two are open to the public. February the 14th, Riverside Church in Flowood, Mississippi. February the 15th, West Heights Baptist Church in Pontotoc, Mississippi, and both of these are ticketed events. At West Heights Baptist Church, the proceeds from the tickets go to help Operation Christmas Child.
Oh, all right. So that's the Valentine's banquet for the guys who forgot on the 14th.
There you go.
What? I didn't forget. I'm taking you to that banquet tomorrow night.
Yeah, the night after Valentine's.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to laugh together. Of course, there'll be good food, good fellowship. You're invited if you're nearby.
And jjjasper.com if folks want to find out where you're going to be in the next few weeks or months.
Thank you.
If they want to contact you to have you come to their event.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Tim, should we repeat our questions?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to repeat mine, folks. What famous sentence uses every letter in the English alphabet? What famous sentence uses every letter in the English alphabet? Number two, in 1969, Baskin-Robbins introduced the ice cream flavor Lunar Cheesecake to commemorate what event?
Come on, people.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, this is getting embarrassing. Nobody's answered that one?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Third question. In the old TV show, everyone knows the alter ego of Batman is Bruce Wayne. Who is the alter ego for his sidekick, Robin?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. First one, true or false, so you have a 50-50 chance. In English gambling dens in the 18th century, there was a person who was hired solely to swallow the dice in the event of a police raid. Is that true or false? Second question, which actor's big break was playing Vinnie Barbarino on the TV show Welcome Back, Kotter? Third question from the Bible, which two disciples were the sons of Zebedee? Which two disciples were the sons of Zebedee?
Okay, I got two questions that have gone unanswered. Number one, where there is light is the only place I can live. Yet if light shines on me, I die. What am I? And number two, I help you from head to toe. The more I work, the smaller I grow. What am I? So those are my two riddles. And we also want to know, we're taking a survey, your favorite ice cream flavor. So who's up next, Karen?
Oh, we go to Texas, and Karen is on the line. Karen, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
All right, hey. And Karen, what is your favorite ice cream?
Hot chocolate.
Chocolate?
Hot chocolate?
I'm gonna put that in the chocolate category, though.
Hot chocolate. Now, that's an ice cream flavor, you're saying?
Yes. It has little miniature marshmallows in it.
Like a cup of hot chocolate?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
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 Oh, that's interesting. I would like that also.
Because you're talking about a contradiction.
Hot and cold.
Hot chocolate ice cream?
Yeah.
If it were.
Right.
Couldn't.
So I haven't heard a single flavor yet that I would not eat. And I don't even know what blondies are in terms of candy. So I don't even know what strawberry blondies would be. But I would so have some.
Right. So you're not going to go into the diet business
soon.
Not
when it comes to ice cream.
You're not going
to
be
You're
not going to be a life coach.
I hardly ever actually have ice cream.
Right. But when you do, like it all.
It's going. 2 days, it's gone.
All right, Karen, ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The longest sentence with all the letters.
Okay, what famous sentence? That's the one you're talking about? What famous sentence uses every letter in the English alphabet, Karen?
Yes, that's the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
Absolutely nicely correct. Done. And that's anybody who's ever taken typing.
And right. the cow jumped over the moon. True.
Well, I mean that's close, but that doesn't use every letter.
So here we are, Karen, back in the day in front of that royal typewriter going clickety clickety click, zip ding, clickety clickety click, zip ding.
Actually, when I looked it up, it was actually used to test typing equipment since at least the late 1800s, because you want to check every one of those keys to make sure they were working.
So just when you think people couldn't be more shallow, Faust Junior High, we had the option to take Spanish or typing. I had zero interest in typing, but I said, that's where the girls are going to be.
In typing.
And I took typing to be with
you weren't dumb.
Well, there were about two of us guys in there, and then all the rest. Right. Two roosters and a whole classroom full of hens. Eighth grade.
That's a Kentucky way of looking at
hot chocolate. What'd you say?
Hot chocolate is her favorite.
No. Oh, okay.
Because it's got little marshmallows.
Okay, I'm gonna
it's seasonal.
I'm going to put that as its own category because that's not.
Then you might want to put a seasonal category because the pumpkin spice, and you can put all of those in there. Maybe eggnog, some of those all in that same category.
Yeah.
We're probably going to continue this next week to get a
more.
Well, we're getting a lot of diversity here.
Because a
clear 1, 2, 3 has not emerged.
Yes.
Yeah. So you just you're expecting chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
It's the polling season. Everybody says, I haven't ever been polled.
Right.
Well, now's the time.
Let's do it through the whole month of February.
Right. It needs to be more scientific than just these few numbers we have here.
Okay.
Karen, ask, answer, or do both, dear.
Oh, she's already
got to ask one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You need to ask one.
Okay. What is the shortest chapter in the Bible?
The shortest chapter. Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Karen, so don't say yes or no yet.
Is this going to be Jude or 3 John somewhere in there? Shortest chapter. It's not going to be a psalm, is it? Because there,
I think it could be a psalm.
The very last psalm is pretty short. 150.
There's I can't remember which one of the psalm, 121 or something like that. It's pretty short.
Right.
I don't remember, but I don't remember.
I'm going to say it's something in Jude.
Okay. Well, yeah, Jude is.
Or maybe that's going to be the shortest book. No, I'm going to go back to psalm. It's going to be a psalm, but I don't know which one.
Psalm 100, maybe? I don't know.
All right, we're all over the place, Karen. What's the answer?
It is a Psalms, 117.
117. How many verses?
Two.
Read them.
Two verses.
Read them to us, Karen.
Do you have it open?
I don't have it open, but it just takes a second.
Go ahead. Yeah.
You'll find that.
Okay, let me get that.
Talk amongst yourself.
We're going to have some ice cream while you're doing that.
Okay,
got to be careful on that ice cream because it's only there for a little bit.
Right. Hey, Breyer's ice cream is the best vanilla because they use real vanilla beans. I'm throwing that out.
You're right.
And I have very little stock.
Bluebell people would differ.
Very little.
Bluebell people would differ with you there, but
Breyer's, that's my favorite.
Breyer's isn't.
But not my family. They say they don't. You know, it's got a little wang to it. I love it.
I will say this. I'm not going to name any names. I don't want to embarrass anyone. My wife and I were at a store that has stuff cheaper, grocery store, and so we go there and pick up, and I said, hey, let's check out their ice cream, and they had some off brand ice cream, and ice cream is one of those things you should never skimp on. You get what you pay for. I got some mint chocolate chip, was the worst thing I have ever eaten. It actually tasted sandy. I'm talking about it was gritty. This ice cream was actually gritty. It was disgusting. So you may have to spend an extra two or three bucks,
folks.
But you get what you pay for when it comes to ice cream.
Life hacks from Learning University.
That's not just
learning. It's not just reading, writing, and arithmetic. You're getting life hacks.
That's all right,
Karen. What's that verse? Is it Psalm 117?
Yes. Okay. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Good word.
Amen.
Thank you, Karen.
I like that.
Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thank you, Karen.
Excellent. And you know what? We not only feed the mind, we feed the soul on this program. Mm-hmm. That was a wonderful psalm.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And we've got a special hotline. We call Nancy Pelosi, and she prays for you. No, she's putting you on her prayer list, and she's going to pray for you. It's part of the benefit for tuning in to Learning University.
If you tell her you're a Republican, she tears your prayer list up. That's what I've heard anyway. Huh? Well, we got some zingers here, don't we?
We went
from something really sweet and spiritual to just a raw political joke.
That was on. That, was,
didn't, that didn't take long.
That
did
was
it?
On me. That was on me.
JJ's.
That was on me.
JJ went all.
That didn't take long for us to backslide, did it?
No. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Next up, Ed.
And we go to Oklahoma, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, guys.
Hey, good morning slash good afternoon to you. Well, good morning to you in Oklahoma.
That's right.
John, what's your favorite ice cream?
It is Dream Cooler.
Dream Cooler.
Boy, now, these are some names I've never heard of all morning long.
Wasn't that a song? No, wait.
The Aerosmith
Dream
song.
Weaver.
That was Dream Weaver. Dream Weaver.
Yeah.
Okay. Dream Cooler. What is that exactly, John?
Dream Cooler is... let me tell you the origins of it, in my opinion. Do you remember Dreamsicle?
I do.
Yeah,
when
Dream
you said Dream Cooler, I was picturing that orange Dreamsicle.
Yeah.
With a little white in it.
Dream Cooler is orange sherbet mixed in with vanilla ice cream.
I like that ice cream. In fact, seriously.
You like
when
every
I go,
ice cream,
yeah. When I go to the Chinese restaurant here in town, they have a little dessert station. I get one scoop of sherbet and one scoop of vanilla ice cream.
So
I'm right there with John.
You're making a Dream Cooler, and you didn't even know it.
Dream Cooler. Yeah, that's
John.
Dream Cooler. I believe can melt in my mouth.
After that, General Tso's chicken.
Woo. Hey, John, ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to ask? I mean, which one you want to answer?
I'll answer about Sons of Zebedee.
Here's the question. Which two disciples were the sons of Zebedee?
James and John.
That's right.
Hey, good job. Good
now,
job.
Is that also the Sons of Thunder?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's
Mark 1:9 is the...
I would also like to tell you that's the sons of my dad. And mom.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So you have a brother, James, then?
Yes.
James and John. Is your dad's name Zebedee? Because that would be extra cool.
Chester.
Chester. Mm. Hey, what's your question for us, John?
Okay. I heard some earlier Beatles questions. I've got one of those. George Harrison of the Beatles wrote the song Something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On what instrument did he originally compose that song?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to go out on a limb here. He kind of sat around playing one of those satyrs, crazy looking long necked guitars from the East.
That's what they call it, a satyr?
I think it's a satyr, something like that. So I'm just throwing that out
there.
It
has a little whir with it.
Hmm.
That little, choked up. That little
is that it?
Wangy sound.
John, is that it?
I didn't hear.
JJ said the satire.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Okay. I tried.
Can't you
harmonica.
Say a little less condemning, John?
You just that's not
no,
right.
You did more than tell JJ he was wrong. You judged him. No way!
I'm
don't.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That's
right.
You can't help it when you're one of the Sons of Thunder, man. You
that's
just
it.
You just rock and roll that thing right there. So,
We don't know. What's the answer?
The ukulele.
The ukulele.
Something, that song. Ukulele.
That's right, because it was Tiny Tim did the cover of that. And it was a perfect fit.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
You sound like Pinocchio again, Ed.
I'm a real boy. I'm tiptoeing through the tulips.
Hey, Tim, have a great weekend.
You're
talking about your one-hit wonder.
Thank you for listening to AFR.
How did he get on all those
Tiny
Tim even have one hit?
I think that was it.
That was it.
And they had him on all the shows, late night TV. Yeah. Here he'd come again, that wild mane of hair. And
he got married.
Over and
he,
playing that little ukulele, singing, warbling, tiptoe through the tulips.
And he would, and he got married on somebody's show. Her little Miss Something.
Muppet. That's a flavor of ice cream, too. You know that?
I think I remember that because she was sitting right there on the tuffet.
Yeah.
And they said, who gives this bride?
I remember that. That was the same year.
And then the spider spoke
up. That was the same
up.
Year as Aloha from Hawaii. It was the same. It was, Elvis. You know, they were one, two, and viewers that year.
No, you guys are mocking
me.
He got married on TV?
Got
married on TV, and they actually were married for decades. And I think she died of cancer or something. Mm. So
now,
go ahead
wait,
and mock
I gotta,
that.
No, I got to know. How do you happen to be such a Tiny Tim aficionado?
Listen.
How are you obsessed with his
career?
I imitated him.
Little known fact, Tiny Tim's son was who? Weird Al Yankovic.
No, he was not.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to waste
go,
my time
you go
looking
Wikipedia
that, up.
That, my friend. See what you come up
I
with.
I will answer your question. I imitated him for years. I could, my mom say, hey, imitate that Tiny Tim guy, and I could do it. I can't do it anymore. Well, my voice has just deepened over age. Everything,
right.
It has sunk like everything else you know, in my life. But
let me get this right, Ed.
Yeah.
So some people are Elvis imitators.
Elvis impersonators. That's it. Go
and,
with it.
And some people are Tiny Tim impersonators, right?
That's
and that,
right.
That was you.
Because I could not actually sing.
Right.
And so I
couldn't.
Yeah, I would imitate then, people who had I'm looking up his wife's name because you're mocking me, but
who are you looking up?
He's like Little Miss Muffet.
Okay, you guys could continue on.
All right, next do we need to go to the
Rose,
next
Rose, let's go to Rose from Indiana.
Miss Vicky. That's who he married, Miss Vicky. On the air on Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson.
With 40 million people watching.
She was a Muppet. He didn't marry a Muppet, did she?
Miss Vicky on the Johnny Carson show.
That's what she said instead of I do.
Miss Piggy.
Hey, Rose.
hang on. Let me get.
Hi, Rose.
All right, hang on. We don't have
it
yet.
Oh, me.
You got to click on
we
the little thing.
We need to bring
thing.
Some dignity
are,
back to this
yes,
show.
Yes, Rose, bring us some sanity. How are you today in Indiana?
Doing good. How are y'all today?
We're doing well. Did you get that snow that was forecasted for your area?
Well, we had 3 inches yesterday,
Okay.
Little bit of snow.
Rose, your ice cream flavor.
Oh, I love Moose Tracks.
What is it?
Moose Tracks.
Moose Tracks. Yeah,
I've never heard of more variety.
You haven't heard of Moose Tracks?
No, I haven't heard of hardly any of these that they've mentioned.
Moose Tracks is good.
Well,
I got to get out more.
Vanilla.
Yeah?
It's a vanilla with mini peanut butter cups and a fudge swirl.
Yeah, it's good. It's
now,
good
we've got some, I think, regional names for the same thing.
No, Moose Tracks is national. That's a national flavor.
Really?
Okay. I've had that in different places.
Well, we had the Buckeye Classic
from
our caller in Ohio, and he described much like what Moose Track sounds like, and then we had the peanut butter.
That is true.
We had the peanut butter fudge from one of our callers, and that sounds similar.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but it sounds like to me the peanut butter chocolate vanilla combo is really popular.
Right.
It's the winner.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. All right, Rose, ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both, please.
And which one you want to answer?
I want to answer the riddle that helps you from head to toe.
Okay, help you from head to toe. The more I work, the smaller I grow. Rose, what am I?
Is it a soap?
Yes.
Bar of soap.
Nicely done,
Bar
Rose.
Of soap, absolutely. Good answer. Way to go. Did you do that by yourself or did somebody help you?
I did it by myself.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
What's your question for us?
Okay, it's about the giants in the Bible. Who is the Bethlehemite who killed Goliath's brother?
Who's what now?
Who's the Bethlehemite who killed Goliath's brother?
You mean they were called Bethlehemites?
From Bethlehem.
Well,
I know that.
He's from Bethlehem, and he killed the brother of Goliath.
And they have that.
I've read that several times, you know, and I think they were from Gad, but they were the Philistines, and he had four brothers or five brothers.
Five in all.
But then they that one that killed the brother. I just read that. I can't remember the name.
I will say this, though. Rose, have you ever had Bethlehemite ice cream? Now, that is good.
No.
That's kind of got a peppermint kind of.
As long as you don't buy a Ronco or Acme. Don't get Acme. If you get that flavor, get the name brand, because Ed's going to tell you get what you pay for.
I haven't heard that.
Ronco's spaghetti or something.
No, Ronco's like something automatic.
Popeil's Pocket Fisherman, you remember that?
Or Chop-O-Matic, or Hack-O-Matic,
Drink-O-Matic. The Ronco Chop-O-Matic.
Somewhere somebody's got a closet full of these things. From the 70s.
I think you got us,
Rose. What's the answer?
His name is Elhanan, according to 2 Samuel chapter 21.
That's some good Bible.
You telling me the Mexicans were over there?
I eat at a Mexican restaurant. Elhanan's.
Elhanan.
That's what I'm like, though.
Yeah.
Hey, that's some good Bible trivia. Rose, thank you so much. And you stay warm there in the Hoosier State.
Oh, man, that Ronco. That is a blast from the past. You remember all those?
I remember.
Ronco Chop-O-Matic.
Something-O-Matic. Hey, yeah. If you put a matic on the end of it, and as seen on TV.
Yes, as seen on TV.
Hey, Lori, in North Carolina, how you doing?
Oh, wait, hang on. I don't have her yet. Hang on. Here we go. You guys need to learn how to click on the computer.
Lori?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
We got about a minute to go here. What's your favorite ice cream?
Okay. It is peppermint crunch.
Ooh, peppermint, got it. Crunch. What you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both, if I can.
Okay,
sure
go.
What question you want to answer?
The one about the ice cream, the question on the ice cream.
Okay, in 1969, Baskin-Robbins introduced the ice cream flavor Lunar Cheesecake to commemorate what event, Lori?
The landing on the moon.
Landing on the moon. Lunar gave that away.
How did that last so long, that question?
I don't know. I just... That seemed like it was
Lori,
so
what's your
easy.
Question for us?
Okay. What animal has ears on its leg, and is it a male or a female?
Okay. I'm gonna. The other guys may have a separate answer. I'm going to say it's a cricket. Is it a cricket?
Yes.
All right. It's
cricket.
Got ears on its
you.
Leg.
Ears on its leg.
You talk
about not fitting in with the other animals.
And I have no idea if it's a male or a female.
You're out with the caterpillars and the anteaters and the ants and things like that. And they're looking at you going,
"That's right.
What happened to that freak?"
Hey, is it a male or a female? You got 5 seconds.
Only the female.
Okay.
And that noise you hear,
thank you,
they're
Lori.
Actually rubbing their legs together.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, we're sorry to have to rush, Lori.
All right. Robin's alter ego is Dick Grayson on the Batman show.
Yes, they hired the guy to swallow dice.
Wow.
And the actor's big break playing Vinnie Barbarino, that was John Travolta.
Where there is light is the only place I can live, yet if light shines on me, I die. What am I?
Shadow.
A shadow.
Now, JJ got that.
Shadow.
Right off.
Only the shadow knows.
Shadow knows. We have no consensus on America's favorite ice cream.
We're going to do it the rest of the month, though.
Yeah, we're going to have
you
to come back
with
and
you next week.
Get some more data. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday.